This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
My favorite guest of the day, Patrick James Rice, he's here. How about a round of applause for Patrick?
Thank you, and I have a question.
Yeah, let's go.
Did we lose a tree since last year?
No.
We have a perfect view of my favorite thing in American commerce, the slide. The slide has been there since I was a fat little eight-year-old tub in the 1950s. They have not put $20 in the thing.
No.
They haven't even bought new rugs. Look at them going down there.
Exactly.
Look at it. In this next minute, they'll make $200.
It's a great. That's how we're going to pay for that Timberwolves arena.
Yes.
Sponsored by the Giant Slide.
Yes. Giant. You know, we just had Grand Casino take over.
Yes.
We should have Giant Slide Arena.
Yes.
That's right.
Or maybe they put a similar Giant Slide outside the arena.
Yeah. I saw you were around when this occurred, and Mayor Fry mentioned it. And we, as I guess back then, when Target Center was built, we had such an appreciation for Minnesotans being cheap that we put 60% of the seats upstairs instead of downstairs, which was the last time any arena in the world.
Among the dumbest ideas
did this.
Ever.
Yes. We're gonna
let's put more arenas away from where the action is.
Let's get them up there. We'll give them in there. We'll let them sit up there for $4.
That's
but they don't know if it's basketball or hockey. They're up there so
that
high.
Might say something to the frugality of Marv and Harv.
Well, it probably was, but I bet it was more of a study of the people. I don't think they'll spend $12 for a ticket, so we better put them up there in the boondocks.
You're probably right on.
It's unbelievable.
Okay, where do Marv and Harv rank among your characters of owners?
Marv was a little grumpy, as you know, and he was a little harder to get along with. Harvey's one of the greatest guys I've ever met
just
in my life.
Just a sweet kind guy.
And he got dragged along into everything by poor Marv. And then Marv's brother and son-in-law ended up running it, Bob Stein. But Harvey gave me a wonderful quote, which I'm sure he gave everybody.
Yes.
Marv getting me in on basketball made me a millionaire. Before that, I was a multimillionaire.
That is exactly right, you know.
But what a great guy Harvey was.
I mainly got along with Marv.
Oh, he
could
get grumpy.
But he could get grumpy, and sometimes, like, he'd see Harlan and I sitting on a bus together. He'd be like, why in the hell do you guys get excited when the other team scores? And I'm like, Marv.
He probably back then was mad that you even gave out what the score was.
I go, Marv, our club scored 60 tonight. We're trying to make them stick around a little bit.
You fired your last coach so you could get a guy in here to win 15 games. Who is that? Is that my problem here?
Yes. He brought in the great Jimmy Rogers after firing Muss in Jimmy's first year, 15-67.
Yeah, we were going to we didn't play Gerald Glass.
Yes. That's it.
You got to get rid of Matt Bus. That was, of course, Eric was an assistant the second year. And has anyone ever fell closer to the tree? I mean, he's not as crazy as Bill, but
no.
Eric's pretty crazy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, still ripping his shirt off.
Yeah,
and
right. Yeah, getting carried around.
Acting like a maniac. Yes. He also looks like he's 32.
And he also bails after each play after about three, 4
which is
years.
Also like Dad.
Yeah, which, yeah, right, Dad. Yeah. But, yeah, he's one of my favorites, too. But nobody ever topped the old man. He was,
no.
I remember Eric told the story about they call Bill up and tell him that he's got to play Gerald Glass. He's got to start developing players. This is like a month ago to the season, and Eric says, well, what are you going to do, Dad? And he says, I'm going to play whoever gives us a chance to win. I think the night he was supposed to play Gerald Glass, no minutes, right?
Correct. Yes. And he waited to get to it until Marv walked in the room.
To mention that he
and did. To mention right then and there, yeah. I played who gave us the best chance to win. And I think that's what Marv said. He gone.
I ever, you know, Sheldon Ocker, who became a Hall of Fame baseball writer and a great
Cleveland,
guy
right?
in Cleveland. Well, he covered Muss when he was with the Cavs. And Muss made the trade for Richard Washington and who was the other guy from Denver?
Oh, yeah.
Two
yeah.
big guys from
yes,
Denver.
Yes,
Richard
I know.
Richard Washington.
God, who was the other
guy? Richard Washington and the other guy from Denver. They gave up two number ones, and that's when the NBA changed the rule.
That's it.
They gave up two number ones for these two guys. Bill plays him, one of them, I think Washington, because the other guy could play. But the other guy was from Marquette, big James something, I can't remember.
Not Whitehead, right?
Yes, Jerome
Whitehead. Jerome
Whitehead. Jerome okay. Whitehead, who could play a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, a little bit, yep.
Richard Washington, he played him 3 minutes after his first game, and he tells Ocker and the other guy, he can't play for
exactly.
us. That guy can't play for us. I gave up a number one.
Yeah, that's when, so now the rule is, not to get too deep in the weeds,
yeah.
like if you trade the 2027 number one, you can't trade the 2028. But how they've got around it now, Patrick, is they do pick swaps.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So you yeah. know you're going to be terrible.
Yes.
So you do the pick swap thing, so they
yes.
they got around it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
Muss, all-time character.
Oh, man.
How is our guy Dutch doing? Jim Dutch.
Dutch, you know, Dutch's son took the I've talked to him once since then, but Dutch's, you know,
Brian
took San Diego to the Final Four.
Yeah,
two years ago. And Dutch was 90 then and fine. I talked to him. And I didn't go out to see him, but I talked to him 2-3 times on the phone. But Dutch was flying the whole family down there to Houston for the thing.
Yeah.
And putting them up in a hotel. And, you know, Dutch had a reputation for a bit of frugality, even though he had a tremendous amount of money.
I was going to say, and Dutch made a lot of money afterwards.
I was on the phone with Brian and said, he must really be conflicted. Your father must really be conflicted on you going to the Final Four. Here.
How about a tough loss in the regional
yeah,
final?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
We, yeah.
You know? But, he, you know, he always went out there and watched Brian's team for a month. And he
yeah.
was still good when I talked to him a couple of
I heard the same thing.
So,
okay. But. So what are your early thoughts on Nico?
I did get him to come over to breakfast once, and we had breakfast at one of the places. And I think they're going to give him a chance. They, you know, but they give Ben $1.5 million or something.
Yeah,
and
right.
Supposedly Nico's got six.
Yeah, I heard six or seven.
Six.
Yeah.
So they're going to give him a chance. And let's face it, Ben, God love him, had never been a head coach. He's
yeah.
inexperienced. It was all new to him. And the first year out of the chute, he has no team. He has this terrible collection of guys from Lehigh and places
off.
Like that. And, you know, and then the third year, he looked like he had a chance with that team. And then, you know, Izzo blew smoke, but he always does.
Yeah, it wasn't
that
level.
But
yep.
then he loses everybody.
Awesome.
I don't think he had any choice but to, you know, fire him. But I don't blame Ben Johnson as much as I just blamed the change in basketball, yeah, and us not being ready to participate. But Nico's, I mean, I don't think there's any doubt he can coach. You know, the play's kind of up-tempo, and, you know, he's done okay at not, you know, Drake was a one and done, but he had a great year there. And then Colorado State, he should have been in the Sweet 16.
He should have
won that game. Yeah.
Yeah. So. What I've heard so far about Nico is people are very, he's like, he knows what he's doing. It's organized. He's been there before. The part that bugged me about Ben is you're 100% right. They had a point guard and they had a power forward and they were set up to be, I don't know, fifth, sixth in the Big Ten.
Yes, they had
something like that. And then it was just, he had no chance. And I've learned this from the great Patrick Rice. Coyle hides. He hides.
You don't get great quotes.
He only wants to show up when it's softball city. It's the overnight
thing.
And
it's all football. I mean, and that doesn't make him unique, you know.
No.
But the $20.5 million, 75% went to Fleck. It's going to Fleck. So,
right.
You know, so basketball is getting some. The men, I don't know if the women are getting an equal share, but then.
They have a good coach.
Volleyball and men's hockey get a little bit, but Moscow doesn't need it. So
No, Moscow's done a lot of success. All right, let's pause. We'll get to sports. We'll get to fair. We'll get to life. Patrick is here. Are you familiar with the Am I Wrong Committee? The Am I Wrong Committee?
I have heard you guys, once in a while.
We're gonna participate in the Am I Wrong Committee with a representative back there, Harrigan.
Okay.
It's gonna be a part of it. So
okay.
Patrick here.
Am I wrong to want to own the slide? That's what I want.
No. No. We can hit the soundbite on that right now.
Okay.
651-461-9226. Have a question for Patrick. Text away. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, Patrick is here.
Can I ask you, can I have my own Am I Wrong?
I'll ask you. Of course.
The Big Pronto Pup is a joke against America, and everybody should just get the normal size Pronto Pup.
Why?
Am I wrong?
Dave Harrigan, your thoughts. It's a reversal here.
No.
The jumbo Pronto Pup. Patrick is saying unnecessary.
First of all, you could choke to death on it, you know. So, anyway.
Pat, oh, wait a sec. Is that microphone terrible? Try that again, Dave.
Yeah, it's a little terrible.
Oh, my God.
It's
not good.
Get out here.
I didn't know I was in KSDP. What happened?
Jesus. I thought I heard Josephson earlier today, and it sounded okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Okay. Am I wrong? Are the folks suckers when they wait 30 minutes for corn on the cob? You know where there's corn on the cob? At the grocery store.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
At
Cubs. Yeah, I would say I don't. In fact, I went for a Pronto Pup today, and it would have been at least 10, and I gave up on it.
No.
So, no, I don't wait at the fair. What? There's too many options.
Yes.
Too many options.
Are you
yes.
much of a new food fair person?
Oh, God. You know what we have down there? Something that America really needed. Cheese curd tacos.
Oh, jeez.
Let's what can we get the two fattest products in the history? Cheese
combo
product.
Combine
tacos.
Them.
And you know what? It'll be a big seller this year. It's the first year.
Oh, yeah.
And then after that, they're all
done.
Remember when you couldn't get a fried olive? They were packed in. They were miles. They were.
Oh, yeah.
First year, they were backed up 100 deep. Second year, they were backed up 20 deep. Third year, no olives.
They're giving them away.
Yes,
that's
right.
A fried olive.
Yes.
Okay. I worked as an intern at this radio station handing out pamphlets.
Oh, yes.
Then I drove a vehicle.
Oh,
now,
to the fair.
I drove the WCCO radio vehicle when I was 16.
To the fair back?
Yeah,
to the
back. So the Sunday before Labor Day, you know where the house was. My father,
yes.
A couple blocks from you. Down in the dead end.
Yes.
And it's a super foggy Sunday morning. So I hit the defrost. I get up to the top of the hill. The fog hits me again. I'm leaning up forward, and boom, I hit a car. Going
Uh-oh.
About 25 miles an hour, bloody my forehead.
Oh, no.
And damaged the WCCO radio minivan.
Oh, no.
Which WCCO radio iconic personality, when I arrived at the fair with a dented car, did not want to get in the vehicle with me and yelled at me for 5 minutes.
Sid.
No, he was mad at me,
okay.
too, by the way. Charlie Boone.
I didn't know Charlie much. I didn't. I saw him around a couple of times.
Not one of the nicest guys
the
ever.
The other guy came off a little more lighthearted.
Angel. So
but,
then,
you know, I go back as a kid in Folda, Minnesota. I never heard of nothing. Once in a while, if the Gophers weren't playing on a Saturday afternoon till later, we might listen to Yankton, South Dakota for the Nebraska game,
yeah.
just because it was a football game.
Sure.
But beyond that, never another station in my entire time.
It was just this, right?
Just the big neighbor, yes.
Okay, so 19 of the fans, 17 here. So this is my 39th year working at the fair. When was your first year coming to the fair and going on that slide?
I told you I'm going to be a crisp, very active 80 on October 17th.
Are we having a park?
Not at this point.
Come on.
I think that.
How about Doogie and the kids in the pool?
Yeah, well, that could be. They haven't been over. They kind of dropped us. I got the pools in better shape than it's ever been. But
well, according to Doogie, Doogie's just throwing shutouts left and right.
So. I would guess 52 or 3.
Man.
My father would not miss it.
Yeah.
He came up all year. And
where did he take you?
Through the barns.
Yeah.
It wasn't the food festival it is now.
No, completely different.
But you would eat. But before, you had to go through the barns, even though we lived in farm country and had been through all the barns of the farm kids anyway. But we had to go see the cows and the pigs and the sheep. And then that was kind of the punishment for getting to go to the fair. But that was... it was great. And
yeah.
I think as a kid, because the rides were big. You know what kind of cured me when my sons were, younger? And I took them on I hate heights. And I took them on that double Ferris wheel.
Oh, yeah.
And we get up there and stop. And they were like maybe 8 and 10. And I threatened to throw them both overboard if they rocked it at all. If they stop, complete quiet here. Don't move. Don't talk. Don't do anything.
Ballpark estimate, how many rides you think my father went on with me at the state fair? ballpark estimate?
One per year, I'd say.
Zero.
Zero, okay.
Never went on a single ride. You'd always say, bring somebody with you because I'm not going on the rides.
The Tilt-A-Whirl didn't quite fit Sid.
No,
or whatever
it did
the big Tilt-A-Whirl.
Okay, we have somebody out here. Very nice. She's got the GL hat. She's got the GL shirt.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What is the key to you and Joe being as successful as you've been for decades?
Well, you know, I don't know how it occurred. We started in 1980. We got fired once. I think we started in 81. And it came
but that's
on,
okay, before, though, you each would have a, like, Joe would do Monday, Tuesday, and then you
There was a sports... Before they hired Ted Robinson to do the mall,
I was just gonna
they
say
were
that.
Bringing in sports writers.
Yeah.
We had Artie Schreiber started it, and the Pioneer Press wouldn't let me do it.
Oh, okay.
So then
Stone King had a
couple.
Yep. I distinctly remember. Yep.
Doug Groh had one.
Yep.
And Joe had just one, like, and then they relented and let me do it, so I was doing Sunday nights. So then they blew it up, but they liked Joe, and they didn't really have the heart to fire me from Sunday night. So we started off as Sunday night sports talk, and then we did those were 3 hours from 6 to 9, and then
on Sunday night
on Viking games and
right.
stuff like that. And then so we're talking 80. One, and then 82, we got fired. I went to spring training. I got back. We were fired. And then the fall of 83, we came back with Monday Night Sports Talk. The great program manager.
O'Connell? Or?
No, he ended up starting WF. Scott Meyer ended up WFAN.
Yeah,
New
that's
York.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So we always say we're the godfathers of sports sports talk radio, but then it just somehow it became funny. We just wanted to be funny, and then all of a sudden the impersonators started calling in, and Swedberg, rival station. He was Nando.
Nando. Guy and Greg called
Guy
in a lot.
Guy and Green called a lot.
Vogel would call in.
My favorite was Toads.
Yes.
A bunch of kids from White Bear Lake.
Yes.
Terrorists organized against disgusting sports.
Yes.
And they would do whole skits.
Yes.
Like they went to shoot Bob Bruce once. They were attacking. They were attacking Bob Bruce.
Oh,
and they had
so
the
good.
Whole skit of the thing. And it just got completely out of control, but it was fun. And
okay,
when
was the great experiment? Okay, when was it when you guys were both on the phone doing a show?
Twins. The Twins in 91 was the best. We had the Grifter. The Grifter was a producer. He's no longer with us. But there would always be a smoky substance wafting through the place when you were
yes.
there on Sunday nights. The
yeah.
Grifter. And the Grifter wasn't a real crispy crisp on the
he didn't
on
care
the, on the board either.
Off.
Yeah. Everything's copacetic, you'd
yeah.
say. Well, one time we're in different hotels in Toronto with the Twins, and we got me talking to Grifter, but not the public. Joe talking to Grifter, but not the public. Me and Joe talking to each other, but no Grifter, no public. It might be the greatest 2 hours ever. I don't think the public ever heard a statement, a sentence, but it was. We had a lot of fun. And
did you ever have a really big fight and say, I can't do this?
No, we never did. But he wasn't real happy when I switched papers. So
yeah.
that was that was hard to take because he came over to us.
Did the opposite.
He came over in 84 and then I left in 88. And but we were fine.
Yeah.
You know? That's
a phenomenal run.
It was, And Joe, then in 93 went off on the political stuff. And what's interesting is Joe was a Nixon-hating lefty in the Vietnam War era.
Yep.
And then he started making a little money and found out he had to pay taxes. And he he became a arch conservative.
Yeah, funny how that worked out.
Because they were taking more of his money than he wanted them
to. How's he handling Trump? I don't hear him as much.
He's not a Trump guy.
Yeah,
he thinks he's nuts.
Well,
but he's
it's an understatement.
He thinks the other side's nutser. So,
at times he's correct too.
Yes, it is. It's a quandary to say the least.
That is correct.
So what?
We got to do. Am I wrong? We got to pause. I got to say hi to my guy Belsky here. All right, and then Harrigan, you're coming out. You're not talking on that stupid microphone.
No, that doesn't work too.
I mean, we have standards here.
Yes.
I mean, not really, but we got to sort of have standards. Patrick is here. Am I Wrong's next? So is Traffic and Weather on CCM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Patrick, the open's like 10 minutes.
Yes, right.
I mean, geez.
Every word is true.
Every word is accurate.
Hey, I got to tell you one thing. I don't want to say I'm a Thielen's Bacon fan, but when I go to Brainerd, I take the back road 25 so I can drive through
Piers. There we go.
I can drive through Piers and get 3 pounds.
Yeah. They're not tied together, but right now our pursuit of Adam Thielen, you'd think we're pursuing Jerry Rice in 1985.
Right. Oh, my God.
Calm down.
Judley, very fired up about that.
Oh, my God. Again, he's a nice player.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's Randy Moss, Jerry Rice combined. All right, let's go. What do you got, committee?
Well, welcome to Patrick for his first round in the Am I Wrong chair. I don't know if Patrick knows how we do this. I meet with the committee each Thursday evening, typically Thursday. Sometimes we have to move it around. But last night, great meeting. Renee brought some, committee member Renee brought some State Fair themed snacks for us. It was tremendous.
What do we have?
We had some mini corn dogs. She brought some cheese curds, some homemade cheese curds she made. It was great stuff. Really great stuff. But let me quick review. You both had food opinions you gave earlier.
Yeah.
Patrick, the giant Pronto Pup, you say get rid of it.
Yeah.
Chad.
Done.
What
don't wait in line for corn on the cob. There's this thing called a grocery store.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we were talking about food last night, and this was the resolution we came up with. I mean, people wait all year for the fair. The new foods, very exciting, or you got your old favorites, your old classics. Here's the biggest sign, I should say, that humans are boring. We are the most boring species on the planet. There's not a moment during the 12 days of the fair that the French fry stand does not have a line down the block with crowds seeking the bucket of the same fries they get 8 days a week at any restaurant you go to. Do better, America.
Thank
Do
you.
Better, Minnesota. We don't need French fries. Down with fries. Am I wrong?
You are. You are not wrong, because I even today saw someone eating a big bucket of those, and I had to tell him, I'm over them. I don't want them anytime. I don't take fries anywhere. Let's face it, fries went to hell 25 years ago.
Thank you.
When McDonald's stopped making theirs in grease that went right to your heart. Now they got crap fries like everybody else has. Plus, everybody, I can't remember the last time I said, boy, that was a good fry.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard me say that. Fries are overrated.
Yes, they
They're
are.
Not even on the Mount Rushmore of fried potatoes.
Much better. Oh. You know, there's so many other options, and you're just a sucker.
Yeah.
Honestly, French fries are everywhere on the planet.
Yes.
You're going to wait 45 minutes. What are you doing?
At least they're cheap, only like $85
exactly.
a bucket.
And then you get a bucket.
What do they charge?
Too much.
Too much.
I tell you, I walked in here and saw vanilla ice cream today, special, $15. What is it?
It's the only place. No other place with vanilla ice cream.
$15.
All right, you're off to a good start.
Thank you very much.
I'm shocked by it.
The committee's off to a good start. Not me. I'm just the voice, mouthpiece of the committee.
Thank
you know this.
Mouthpiece.
Let's talk about new foods. New foods. We need a new way to come up with a great new food for the Minnesota State Fair.
Okay.
You know, each June, July, we send out the whole list. We need one new food to key on, and here's what we do. New food competition each year at the fair. We do it Top Chef style. Andrew Zimmern's the host. We throughout the year, you get 10, 12 finalists. They have to come out one at a time. You get a stage here each night. You put up a little kitchen set. They make up their concoction, whatever it is. Panel of local chefs decide.
Patrick and I.
That's how you get your new food, your state fair officially sponsored new food for next year's fair. The proceeds are split between whoever came up with a great idea and a local charity, because I'm sure the fair would go for not being part of the proceeds.
You know who would go for that? My bride, Katie, because she watches 75 of those shows where people are splattering grease and running through the kitchen. And how can you watch that? There's a ball game on. What the hell's wrong with you? You know, watching a cooking guy.
I hate to say it.
Well,
I kind of like the cooking shows.
Oh, really?
I kind of like them.
I don't like the competition. I like the one with
You don't like the competition.
I like the one with Richmond where he used to like man versus food and he'd see if he could eat a whole building or something like that.
Do you like Gordon Ramsay just screaming at everybody? Every time that he's got to go.
In fact, when I come into the room where she's watching TV and he's on, I always say, "Has he been a complete bleep yet?
Yeah,
have we gotten
it's coming?
Have we gotten past the point where he makes them all feel like they're the worst human beings in history?"
How often are you and Katie watching a show together versus? I'm in my room, you're in your room.
Lots. That's how the evening started. But, you know, I'll watch a ball game, get sick of watching our boys or something. And about 8:30, I say, you got anything to watch? And
yeah.
If we got something, we'll watch it. If not, did you watch Smoke?
No.
Did you watch Smoke? Ooh.
Really good?
It's.
I need a new one.
It's high.
Did you watch the
high intensity.
Did you watch The Pit?
You know, I did. Why didn't I get into that? I heard good things.
I heard good things, too. I need to watch. Okay, let's pause. Committee, can we pause here?
We can. You need to talk about stretching.
Yeah, more of the Am I Wrong committee when we come back with Patrick and Dave. Stretching. Patrick, what kind of stretcher are you?
I think I should stretch more.
Yeah. I'll bring you to Stretch Lab. We got a location not too far from you. All of us should stretch more. Stretch Lab with 13 locations in the metro area. Whether you're a spry 79-year-old, whether you're 41 like Dave, whether you're 10, they'll work with you. Trained professionals. They're going to talk to you. They're going to get your analysis. Then they're going to put you through a couple things. They've got a great machine to see where they see where you're tight. And then for 50 minutes, you're going to start to feel better and better and better. Now, you're still going to need to stretch on your own. You're still going to need to move your body. But Stretch Lab is going to show you some great stretches, and there's a reason why they keep opening store after store after store, because they're so damn good. I've been going for 6 years to bring my son Quentin with all of his health issues, and he's better because of it. Check him out today, StretchLab.com. All right, about 4 minutes or so with Patrick, and then we'll get out of here, and Jason will take you home. Who are the Twins playing tonight? I have no idea.
I believe they are playing the Mighty Whiteys. We have moved into 14th place in a 15-team league. The Mighty Whiteys are 13 games behind us. Mm. But you get on there and get swept. They got ambitions.
There's hope.
They got ambitions to finish 14th instead of you.
There's still a
the
chance.
The other night, I gave up. The other night, I haven't watched them since. They're in extra innings. And they got some guy out there for that, and they got the runner at second. And the inning starts. This guy threw 8 curveballs. Every one of them was a hanger, and they still didn't get. Kirby Puckett would have hit 6 home runs.
Could have hit 6 home runs.
One of the bad things now is Buxton's kind of cooled off since he might not be as healthy as he was.
Well,
but
he also might not be as in tune. It's pretty easy to lose some interest.
Yes, it is. I'm kind of down on the boys. So,
yeah,
All right, their bullpen isn't very good. I think I know why. They traded it.
Yeah, every one of them. All right, we got another Am I Wrong. What do we got, Dave?
I've got one more for you. Look out at the crowd here.
Hey,
we see a lot of folks having fun, kids making noise, kids having a great time. Imagine what the fair would be like without those kids, huh? Without those sticky-fingered kids.
Yeah.
Well, I've got an idea. It's not a complete fair without the kids, but the committee was talking last night. We need an adults-only entertainment zone here at the fair. We're talking air conditioning.
How much entertainment are we talking,
We're talking
Dave?
Cocktail bar, maybe some mixologists around there. I don't know. You know, some maybe a little, you know, it's not legal, but something that looks like a sports book. Get some big TVs up there to watch a game.
I got to tell you, I have recommended this to the Twins. The No Kids Day.
Yes.
You know, we always have Kids Day, blah, blah, blah.
I agree.
You got some little brat who thinks she's funny on the microphone introducing.
They're never
Simeon
funny.
Simeon Ridgewood Richardson. I say, well, you know, pick out about 3 days in the summer. No kids.
Yeah. Yep. So are we doing one day at the fair without?
No,
kids?
We're having
just this area.
A building on the fairgrounds, 21 plus only. You put a comedy club in there so you can get some, you know, dirty jokes being told.
But you're
told.
Not talking about adult entertainment.
No, I'm not talking about adult.
Okay.
I mean, you could be talking about adult entertainment.
I don't think he's eliminating it.
This is a wholesome event.
I'm just saying, if you're under 21, sorry, get your butt to the Midway. You're out of here.
Yeah.
I got to admit, when I was late 60s, early 70s, still drinking, I liked the fair a hell of a lot better than I do now. You come out here and you get knee-walking, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
But,
now
it's not.
Here's a nice sweet dad, his child, you know, is here.
Yes.
You know what he'd like to do? He'd like to go down to the entertainment district.
Yes, right.
You know?
Yes, right.
You know, how about this one? We set up an area where he can drop off his child, like a state fair daycare.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He can go down there, have an adult beverage, and he comes back and he picks up the kid.
I think that's a wonderful
idea. Let's face it, the world has changed since I had my 2 running around. They'd leave the house. They're 6 and 8. They'd leave the house at 9 in the morning. You wouldn't see them till 6:30. Don't even know where the hell they went.
Yeah.
You know?
How about here at the fair? Would you let them run around here at the fair?
Yeah, they could run around.
We got to slap 5 air tags on them just in case 4 fall off.
Yes, right. Yes.
All right. Yeah. I love you. Thank you so much for coming on.
All righty. You betcha.
How about a round of applause for Patrick for coming out? He is the best. We're done. The man to our left, the dapper Jason DeRussia, is ready to lead you up to that must game. Twins White Sox. She's a big one. Thank you very much for stopping on by. Lindsay, hit the music. Let's go. We're done. We'll see you Monday right here on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.